the Gemara has over here, right? Gemara asks, "V'hezek ri'iya lab shmei hezek." Right? Until now, we've been assuming, again, as the Gemara tried to establish, that hezek ri'iya is not considered to be a full-fledged form of hezek, and that's a little bit what we tried to develop in the rush yesterday, in terms of understanding that it's not hezek in the sense that even in terms of a tashlumen, even in terms of what needs to get paid here, you're not paying because you damaged. It's there's a takanas chazal that you have to put up a wall in order to avoid a situation in which there is hezek ri'iya. But now the Gemara is going to directly attack the notion of hezek ri'iya lav shmei hezek. Is it possible? And the Gemara is going to ask a series of questions that try to prove that it's just not so simple. It's not so simple, but again, it's zeroing in specifically on the Man D'Amar, the Hezek Re'iya Lav Shmei Hezek. So where are we going to start from? So the Gemara, again, the one has a simen here, which again, just is a way of remembering the kashas that are going to come up. The first one's from Gina, the next one Kosal, Kofim, Cholkin, Chalonis, Rav Nachman. Fine. Okay, what exactly those six things are, we'll see as we go through. So says the Gemara, here we go, Rabosai, Toshima. The Mishnah says, and so in a gina, and so in a garden. Where is that Mishnah? It's our Mishnah, right? All right, our Mishnah said, Bezim et Aleph. Right, about the halfway down. V'chein begina. And so too in a gina. What's the kasha? Right, the Gemara just told us, you're trying to convince me hezek ri'iya lav shmei hezek, that hezek ri'iya is not a valid form of hezek. Which again, means that how are you reading the beginning of the Mishnah? You're reading the beginning of the Mishvat, shutvin sherotzu lasos mechitz. That means that they wanted to build a wall. And now that they have to, this is how they have to build that wall. But they're not obligated to build a wall. And the same thing applies in a gina. So, I don't understand. If the same thing applies in a gina, so doesn't that tell me that if it's true in a chatzer, that hezek ri'iya lav shmei hezek, and only if they want to build a wall, do they have to build a wall? So the same thing should be true in a gina. What's the kasha? What's the Gemara trying to? What's the Gemara trying to ask? And again, and that's the end of the kasha, right? The Gemara is going to say, "Oh, Gina is different." Okay, very good. What's the kasha? Now, what's most fascinating? No, you guys, you hear the kasha, right? where do these two words? When you're reading the Mishnah, and you read Vachem, oh, that's Hezek Ri'iya Shmei Hezek. Where do you see Hezek Ri'iya Shmei Hezek from those two words, Vachem Begina? And what's most troubling is Rashi here. What does Rashi say? Nothing. There's no Rashi. How could there not be a Rashi on this? Is it so obvious what this kasha is that Rashi doesn't have to... This is like what Rashi was made for. Right, meaning this is, you know, this simple pshat of the Gemara. The Gemara told us that this is a kasha, because the Gemara introduced it with a tashma. I'm sorry, the Gemara introduced it with hezek ri'iya lav shmei hezek, the kasha. Tashma is going to obviously support that kasha, and then the Gemara is going to answer. So these two words are the kasha. How can Rashi not comment? It's just leaving us high and dry. It's a pella. No, really, I was shocked. We rely on Rashi. So again, Tosfos does say something. So let's see Tosfos. Toshima, v'chein begin. It's on the first wide of the widest lines of Tosfos. Says the Gemara, l'kamon maskinan, later on, if you have the little pay over there from the Masoros Hashas, right, it tells us the Gemara in Dav Dalet. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem will see that Gemara. Later on, the maskan of the Gemara is Dehachi Kamar. That this is what this line means. V'chein begina stam kimokom shenahagu ligdor dami. Oh. that Vechein Begina is not that Begina and Chatzer are exactly the same. But every Gina is automatically like a place where the Minag is to put up a fence, even if there's no such Minag. Right? Meaning, the same way that if you have a Chatzer, you have a Begina somewhere else where there's a Minag to put it up, then you have to put it up. You can't go against the Minag. But automatically, it's a presumed Minhag when it comes to a Gina that you have to put it up. Okay. Okay. Hilkach. Therefore, Dieg Shaper de Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. Ah, says Tosos, now I understand. Now I understand. Why? How does this help Tosos understand? Well, so think about it. Why would it be true? Why would we say that a gina, that a garden, is automatically like a place which is makom shenagu ligdor? What does that mean? That means automatically, every gina, you have to put up a fence. Why would you have to put up a fence? Because it's like there's a minhag. Why is it like there's a minhag? What's the reason? Because hezek riyah shmei hezek. Meaning, what's different about a gina that we're going to require them to put up the fence, even if they don't want to, and there's no set minhag. The only reason to think that it's different, says the Gemara, at least in the Kasha, but at least now we can understand the Kasha, is because Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. So again, this is just a simple Pshat Tosfos. Now, once you see what Tosfos says, and again, it was probably hard for us to anticipate what Tosfos was saying, because we hadn't seen the Gemara in Daf Dalet. Right? Once you see the Gemara in Daf Dalet, it's a little bit easier to understand. So, I don't know. So, is there any other pshat that you could say here? I don't know. I don't really see anybody else have a different pshat. Or this is the pshat. So, maybe, does that explain why Rashi didn't say anything? I mean, there only is one pshat. There's nothing else to say. So maybe it was so obvious, to everybody except for us, that it was so obvious that this is the pshat in the Gemara, that Rashi didn't feel compelled to say something. Not sure. But if that's true, so why did Tosos feel compelled to say something? Well, because Rashi didn't feel compelled to say something, so Tosos had to fill in the gap, because he sat there like us, you know, with a gaping mouth. How can Rashi not say something? And therefore, Tosos had to fill in what Rashi did. I don't know, Tzarechian. I don't have an answer why Rashi didn't say anything here. It troubles me a lot. But the order of what Tosfos is saying is the Pashup Shat. It is the Pashup Shat. That Toshima V'chein Begina, that if in a Gina we're going to say that every Gina automatically have to put up a fence, why should that be true? Must be that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. If Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, why do you not have to put it up in a... Again, it's one Mishnah. The Mishnah should be consistent. So if Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, why do you not have to put up a fence in a Chatzer? The answer is that the Mishnah is talking about a Chatzer which is not split yet. Right? That's what we said the Pshat, right? Hashut Vin Sherotzu Lasos Mechitza, if you learn Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, the Pshat is that they want to divide, but it has not been divided. Now, once they divide, Eina Chanami. If Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, you would have to then put up a fence. And then it's the same thing in a Gina. Good? That's just the Kash. Again, it's not going to stand. I mean, the Gina point will stand, but the Gemara is going to answer that Gina is different. But that's the Chor of the Kash of the Gemara. Did anybody learn the Kash of the Gemara differently? I'll be amazed. I looked around. I couldn't find anybody that learned the Kash differently. But I'm happy to hear another shot. Then I'll make you feel a little bit better about Rashi. I don't know. The Rashi really troubles me. So answers the Gemara. Okay, now that we have the Kasha. So again, the Gemara had said Hezek Rilav Shmei Hezek asks the Gemara, but you see from Gina that if in every Gina you have to put it up, it must be Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. So how can you say Hezek Rilav Shmei Hezek in our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara. Gina shiny, Gina is different. You can't compare Gina and Chatzer. Kid Rabbi Abba, like the din of Rabbi Abba. The Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. The Rabbi Abba says the name of Rav Huna, the name of Rav. Asur la'adam la'amod b'zdei chaveru b'sha'a shi'omedes b'kamoseha. It is forbidden for a person to stand in his friend's field when it is omedes b'kamoseha, when it's fully ripe, when the crops are fully there. Why is it aser? So here Rashi speaks up. What does Rashi say? Aser la'adam shi'amod shelo yazikenu be'ayin ra'a. Vas meint, what does that mean? You shouldn't damage him with a bad eye. Is a bad eye Hezekiah? Yeah, Ruben?
I think ayin hara, like, you know, with the idea like...
Good. So it sounds like ayin hara. So A, we got to understand what ayin hara is, and B, it's l'chora clear now in Rashi that if you're going to learn that Rabbi Abba's din is a din of ayin hara, and that's why gina is different than l'chora, ayin hara is not hezek re'iyah. Right? Because we're trying to prove hezek re'iyah lab shmei hezek. So this is a different factor. It's a different factor. Besides the hezek re'iyah aspect, standing over your friend's field when it is overflowing with bounty is forbidden. It's forbidden. Why? Because of the ayin hara. So is that hezek re'iyah? It sounds like it's not ayin hara. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, Gina shiny kid Rabbi Abba. Gina is different like Rabbi Abba. Vim tomar, umehai tami yischayv nami ligda b'bika. One second. A bika, right? What did Rashi say that the bika was in the Mishnah Dav Beis? Said it was a wheat field, right? So that's also going to be omid b'kamoseha. So if it's true that the pshat in the Mishnah that you have to put up a fence in a gina in order to avoid staring at your friend's crops when they are in full blossom, then the same thing should be true in a bika. And the Mishnah doesn't say that. Yesh lomar, we can answer, the shiny gina, a gina is different, shemegadlin ba yerek la'achila, v'chol sho'i omedes b'kam oseha. Aval bika ein omedes b'kam oseha l'chodesh echad b'shana, v'lo mechayev ligdor. Aval aser lomar b'shana shemedes b'kam oseha. What's Tosfos telling us? Tosfos says that what's a gina? A gina is a garden. What typically grows in a garden? Vegetables. It says that vegetables, there's always vegetables that are ripening. You know, the cucumbers now, and the tomatoes later, and then this and that, and you go and you pick what you need, and you keep doing it. It is a months-long process. A bika is all wheat. It grows. And whether you have your winter wheat or you have your summer wheat or your spring wheat, whatever it is, you have different seasons of wheat. But each field only has one season. So during that one season, you can't, you have this concern. But because there's 1 month in which you can stare and ayin hara size my field, we're going to say that you have to put up a permanent fence. Apparently Chazal didn't say that. Does that make it mutter? So this was no. No, it is still us, sir, for me to do. Still us, sir, for me to do. Still us, sir, for me to do. So, okay, let's just see one more line of the Gemara. No, let's not see one more line. Let's wait a second. So at this point, what is the Gemara's answer? The Kasha of the Gemara is, again, if we understand like Tosfos. So the kasha of the Gemara was Hezek Ri'iya. How could you say Hezek Ri'iya Lab Shmei Hezek? Didn't you, in a Gina, you always have to put it up. You always have to put it up. Right? Oh. So that teaches us that Hezek Ri'iya Shmei Hezek. What are we talking about? Ayin Hara. So what's the answer of the Gemara? When the Gemara answers Gina Shiny, is the Gemara telling us that Ayin Hara is a different concern? Or is the Gemara telling us that Ayin Hara is another form of Hezek Ri'iya? Meaning we've been trying to figure out what the pshat is in Hezek Ri'iya. So we gave two potential pshatim. One pshat was that you're damaging the chatzar because you're limiting my usage of the chatzar. The other pshat is that you're damaging me by staring and making me uncomfortable. Maybe now we have a third pshat. What's the third pshat? The third pshat is this ayin hara. Ayin hara. So is that considered to be Hezek or is it not considered to be Hezek? So what's the Gemara answering? It depends. It depends. In terms of being something that I'm allowed to do, I'm never allowed to do it. Is Hezek Ri'iya Shmei Hezek in terms of Ayin Hara? Well, it depends. In a Gina where it's all the time, so there Chazal felt the need to intervene. And to say something and say you have to put up a wall. In a bikkur when it's only 1 month. So they didn't. And maybe similarly in a chatzer. Do you plant it? Maybe not. But is it true that ayin hara is limited to fruits and vegetables that are grown? Maybe there's more to ayin hara than looking at my produce, maybe looking at whatever else I'm doing. And we have to understand what ayin hara means. But again, this new angle that the Gemara is teaching is potentially telling us about a new type of definition of Hezek Ri'iya. Potentially. That makes sense? Again, from the fact that Tosos is entertaining it, whether it's in a chatzar or whether it's in a bikka, seems to indicate that there is something, at least potentially, that this is maybe part of the broader sugya. Yeah, Ruben?
Wouldn't the Pasha Pshad be that the fact that the Gemara says Hezek Ri'iya Lav Shmei Hezek, this means across the board?
The Pashup Shad in what? Meaning, the Gemara wants to prove that Hezek Ri'iya Lav Shmei Hezek from the line in our Mishnah about Chatzar. Then the Gemara says, again, just in terms of the construct, you see from the line about Gina that Hezek Ri'iya is Shmei Hezek, and then the Gemara answers, Gina is different. So, you can explain that in one of two ways. You can either say Gina is different, that there's more Hezek Ri'iya, so that even if Hezek Ri'iya in general is not Shmei Hezek, it will be Shmei Hezek in a Gina. Or you'll say, there's a completely different concern that exists in a Gina, meaning Hezek Ri'iya Lav Shmei Hezek everywhere. But in a Gina, it's not Hezek Ri'iya, it's Ayin Hara. Now, which of those two is a simpler pshat? I don't know. Because either way, you're making Gina into an exception. Question is it an exception to Hezek Ri'iya Lav Shmei Hezek? Or is it that you could have a very similar takana, similar enough that it's in the same Mishnah, but now it'd be for two different reasons? So is it easier to say that? I don't know. I don't know which pshat is easier.
But if we're trying to prove about the whole entire din of Hezek Ri'iya from this case, then bringing this as a tashma to say an exception doesn't seem as much as a proof than it is to be counterintuitive to what they're trying to do here. I mean, I don't know what
they're... No, everybody's going to agree that in the kasha, we were assuming that the reason that you have to build it is because of regular hezek ri'iya. Right? The question is what's the answer? Once the Gemara answers that gina is different, so are we saying the premise of our kasha is still true? There is hezek ri'iya in a gina, but that doesn't impact the general rule. Or are we saying there's no hezek ri'iya in a gina either, but there's a different concern of ayin hara?
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say that's probably the more probable answer than saying there's why? A separate din of a unique style of hezek ri'iya.
No, again, No. Let me take that back a second. No. I don't mean to say that we're going to refer to each of them as hezek ri'iya and it's going to be different in different places. What I'm suggesting is that if you want to learn, guys, just listen carefully. Everybody, listen carefully. If you want to learn that the answer of the Gemara is that Gina has more hezek ri'iya, then you would learn that hezek ri'iya means one thing. Hezek ri'iya always means ayin hara. It even means that in a chatzer. And the answer is going to be, so why is hezek ri'iya lav shmei hezek in the chatzer? Because the amount of ayin hara that takes place is very, very low. As opposed to a gina, where there is, even when you're not there, the crops are there. And they're there all year long. So again, no, but you're right. Meaning, changing the definition of hezek ri'iya in the middle is a weak answer. So you either have to assume that it's one definition, and now we're just saying that it's worse in a gina, or it's a new separate concern that has nothing to do with hezek ri'iya. It happens to be that it involves building a wall, and it happens to be that it involves looking, but it's not hezek ri'iya. If I ask you to define hezek ri'iya, then even according to the answer of the Gemara, you would not say that it's ayin hara. You would say that there are two concerns in a gina. One concern is the usage and things like that, and maybe that's the same concern between a chatzar and a gina, and you would not have to build because of that. But there's also an ayin hara concern. Is that clear? Let's look at Rabbeinu Gershom, because I think this type of thinking is going to be even clearer in Rabbeinu Gershom. For whatever reason, a bulk of the Rabbeinu Gershom was printed on from Beis and Beis is printed on Beis and Aleph. It says Rabbeinu Gershom like this. It's at least in my Gemara, it's four lines from the bottom. Tashma v'chein begina malkom shenahagu ligdor. So it's interesting, right? What did by adding those few words, and again, maybe that's the simple answer. Maybe that's the answer to this Gemara. I don't know. Meaning, oftentimes when we only have two words quoted, there's a v'chule, and it's really the whole statement. If it wouldn't have just said v'chein begin, if it would have said v'chein begin malkom shenahagu ligdor, maybe we would have understood better what the kasha was. But the Gemara didn't highlight those words. So even here, like in the bold parts, v'chein begina, but he's highlighting right away that the issue is the malkom shenahagu ligdor, is that you have to build no matter what. So maybe he's trying to bavorn that kasha a little bit. But either way, begina homedes be'ir kamayri. We're talking about a gina which is in the middle of a city. That has to do with the Gemara later on, which is going to tell us that in this that there's more of a concern that somebody's going to look in. Right? If your gina is in, if you have a 10-acre estate, and you know you have a gina there, there's nobody that can really see it, you know, and you happen to be alongside a neighbor, it's not as much of a concern. So again, which is different than the chatzar. The chatzar, our concern is constantly the one neighbor that we have. Here, if it's just but a gina, if it's only one neighbor, we're not concerned. The point is that wherever your gina is you know everybody's going to walk by, and it's going to be multifaceted, and a multiplicity of people who are damaging you. The ika hezek ri'iya, that there is hezek ri'iya, shiro mashiv chatzer chavir, seeing what's in the person's chatzer. And kasani v'chein begina to mechayiv not so ligdor, and the Mishnah says that in the gina you're going to mechayiv him to build it. Alma hezek ri'iya shmei hezek. So you see that hezek ri'iya is hezek. Right? That's the kasha. The Gemara says, lo olam eim lo lab shmei hezek. Right? So he's clear. Right? He's clear, really, in the answer. Hezek ri'iya is not. Hezek, the shiny gina, la mishum the time of the hezek ri'iya. The reason in the gina has nothing to do with hezek ri'iya. It is two completely different topics. Again, according to Tosos, we don't necessarily have to say this. It could be it's the pshat in hezek ri'iya has to do with ayin hara, but he is completely divorcing the two. right? The kasha was about hezek re'iyah. That has to do probably with one of the two things that we've been talking about. Either you're being mamait and my tashmish of the chatzar, I can't use the chatzar. Or it's going to be because I am uncomfortable doing certain things in front of you. This concern of ayin hara is something completely different. Yes, Yehuda, you moved on my screen. There, go.
I was
going to
say, what does he think a gina is used for in their names?
They're assuming that a gina is used just for planting.
So it's used for planting.
Just for planting. So what did, meaning in the kasha, what were we assuming? In the kasha, we were assuming that there's some sort, I guess, less defined hezekriya. That the fact that the again, you know, sometimes in the Havamina, it's not completely thought through. And the Havamina might just be, the Mishnah grouped them together. So even if I can't figure out exactly why it is, the Mishnah said, and again, this is what the Gemara is going to ask in a minute, right? Not in a minute, but whenever we get to it, but soon, right? V'chein! It's the Mishnah is telling us it's the same din. So the pashas of the Mishnah is that whatever the concern was at the beginning of the Mishnah is also the concern in Agina. That's a simple way of reading it. He's explaining now in the and that's a, he's explaining in the answer. Don't think it's Hezekriya. I understand. I mean, the Gemara is basically saying I understand why you thought that. I understand why you thought that because of the Lashon HaMishnah. But if you think about it conceptually, it is two completely different topics, right? La mishum ketayim hezekriya, ela mishum demistaklim beginaso machnisin bo ayin hara. It's because people, as they can see in, they are going to, I don't think where it's insert, they are going to place, whatever the right term is, in ayin hara, on the gina. Kid Rabbi Abba, like the din of Rabbi Abba. And then he spells it out again. Now he's going to be done with the next line. Keep one finger on this spot and go back into the Gemara to see the next line of the Gemara. Right, the Gemara asks, how can you say that it's two different dinim? The Mishnah tells us they're the same. V'chein tells us that they're the same. So it should be the same rule in both. So if the rule that the chatzar is not because of Ayin Hara, then the Gina should not be because of Ayin Hara. And I don't know what you do with the din of Rabbi Abba. I mean, the din of Rabbi Abba might be true that it's... Wait, again, Rabbi Abba's halacha was on, not on the balgina, it was on the outside person, right? It was, I'm not allowed to look in, so maybe that's not a reason that I have to put up a fence, right? Maybe that's just an isser. It's an isser, it's a bazundar isser, it's a separate isser. And still, we would say that in our Mishnah, if you're putting it up, it must be because of hezek re'iyah. So what do you do with the word v'chein? And now the Gemara answers, v'chein is ha'gvil v'gazis. Which again, which is a dochuk answer. But the Gemara says, v'chein is going on the building materials, not on the reason. The underlying reason for the din is different than chatzar than it is in gina. How can you compare the two? How can it say v'chein? It says v'chein, because what you have to do because of it is the same, which is that you have to use these specific materials that Chazal mandated. But again, what you see highlighted in the Gemara's Kasha was the thing of the Gemara. Yehuda, that was what was bothering you beforehand. What it says v'chein, it has to be the same reason. We could sit here afterwards and try to figure out what the Havamina was, why the, you know, how we could learn the Mishnah. That's the Pashas of the Mishnah. Go back to Rabbeinu Gershom right now. How does Rabbeinu Gershom say it? Say it. M.K. Now he's reading the Kasha of the Gemara. He's explicit that if we're going to say the reason is because of Ayin Hara, and the reason is not. The reason is not because of Hezek Re'iyah. My V'chein Begina. How do you understand the line of V'chein Begina, Klomar? Demajmo de Oso Din Atzmo. The same exact halacha. Shenoeg V'chatzer. That's practiced in the Chatzer. Oso Din Atzmo Noeg Begina. The same thing applies. Ul tamech eino din echad. It's not one halacha, right? He is explicit, much more than Rashi or Tosfos. Rashi almost tells nothing, but even Tosfos didn't completely separate the two. He didn't. Again, according to Rabbeinu Gershom, if I asked you, is it possible that ayin hara is the explanation of hezek re'iyah? The answer is clearly, it is not. It is not. He says it three different times. Right? If I'm going to tell you that the reason for both of them is because of Hezek Ria, then I understand my Vechein. That the line of Vechein, the Gemara answers, is not going back on building the wall. And therefore, the Tidog B'Nekishim Rechayim was Kosel B'Chatz, which was Zekriya, came Begina. And that would have allowed us to say that it's the same reason you build it. Elahai Dekasan Vechein Begina Agvil V'Gazis. The Vechein is only going back in the materials. Ma B'Chatzer, Malkam Shana Gavivnos Begvil V'Gazis Bonin, came Begina, Ula Olam Lo Kashali. So, again, according to the way they're being, Gershom was reading the Gemara, the kasha of the Gemara was on the Mandamar Hezek Ria, Lav Shmei Hezek. Don't you see from Gina, the Hezek Ria is Shmei Hezek? And answers the Gemara, Gina is different. The way that, now there are two different ways you could understand that answer. One is that there's a qualification and a limitation on Hezek Ria, Lav Shmei Hezek. The Hezek Ria is not Hezek unless it's in a Gina. That would have been a valid way of understanding it. And that might be how Tosfos learns it. That is not how Rabbeinu Gershom learns. Rabbeinu Gershom is clear that really Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek, and we haven't touched that rule. There is another reason specific to Gina of Ayin Hara. And Chazal felt that that's a reason to build the wall. Why did they stick it in the same Mishnah if it has nothing to do with Hezek Ria? Simply because this Takanas Chazal also involved the same quality walls as the walls that are necessary for Hezek Ria. The Gvil and the Gazis are also going to be necessary, and that's the reason that it stuck it in the Mishnah. Now, you could understand why somebody might disagree and want to say, oh no, the Vechein is going on that, but it's not telling us that they're... But at the same time, it's telling us that there is a limitation on Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek, and that we would say Hezek Ria is Shmei Hezek in a Gina. But that would require us learning that the pshat in Hezek Ria is Ayin Hara. And that is not true according to Rabbeinu Gershom. He is explicit. According to Tosfos, who's not as clear and is, you know, clearing about Bika, maybe according to him, that's how you would read the Gemara differently. And you would say that it is a valid understanding of Hezek Ria. And the Chiddush of the Gemara is that the Hezek Ria of Ayin Hara is prevalent in a Gina because it's constantly blossoming, like what Tosfos is saying. Good. Now the truth is, again, you're gonna have to just take my word for it at the moment. I'll have to see it later. But in terms of some of the other kashas that the Gemara is gonna ask, it's clear that some of the answers are going to have to be that there are limitations to the rule of Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek. And even the Mandamar who holds Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek is not going to be say that in every case. There will be cases in which he will agree that Hezek Ria is Shmei Hezek. But we don't necessarily have to say it at this point. What's Pshat in Ayin Hara? Right? It's clear from the Gemara that Ayin Hara is what we would call, quote unquote, a real thing. A real thing. So what is it? So some sort of heebie-jeebie, you know, whatever. What is Ayin Hara? So there's a beautiful pshat brought in the Mechtav Me'el Yahu. And I think in a certain sense it's, you know, I don't know that it's his chiddush, but I think he articulates it particularly clearly. Says the Mechtav Me'el, says Rav Dessler like this. Interesting, right? He writes it actually. Where'd it go? What page is this? Oh. So again, this is a letter actually written by his son that he, I'm sorry, letters that he wrote to his father, that Rav Dessler wrote to his father. right? I think. I think that's the back section. Yeah. These are letters that Reb Dessler wrote to his father. So when did he write this this letter? That in and of itself is notable. Erev Chag HaSukkos, so this time of year, right? Erev Sukkos. Midei Avri Baderech HaBeis HaKnesses Sam L'Chashecha. As I was walking to shul, I guess that's when he thought about it. So that's not when he actually wrote it. As it was getting dark, walking to shul on Erev Sukkos. So it was me. Oh, yeah, Chalia Chesroni Beseder Kimichtavi Tamidachavim Bebein Aprakim. Okay, he says there's always a rush in terms of trying to write the letters at the right times. Achaduchias Meisel and Meisel Meshach Galayom. And again, it ends up being the last second because you push it off, like many of us do, with many things that we do. Nishar liach kechatzisha kaeis midei avri b'derech v'nechnasti el postepis, which he says in the bottom is the mail. So you get to mail it a little bit at the end of the day. Avamaya sevulai todenos idikav zechus. Maybe you could judge me favorably. Ki b'emes avoda rabbi l'fan, I have a lot to do. Ki kaeis Shabbos v'yom tov yachlefu zezetz. It sounds like it's going to be, I guess, a 3-day yontif. Shabbos and yontif are going to go into each other. So he's asking actually forgiveness from his father, invoking some of the poetic language of Yom Kippurim. One writes them quickly. So Chazal say in Irvin, Kimishin is Asher. Tzarech lasos mitzvah b'mamono leval vishlot bo ayin hara. A person who has suddenly becomes wealthy needs to do something, a mitzvah with his money in order to avoid the ayin hara. Vod b'kamakomos medaber ayin hara. And the other sugya, like our sugya, talk at ayin hara. Aval mahuza. What is it? What is it? You know, the spitting and saying poo, 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 get rid of the ayin hara. What's this ayin hara business? Ukviat dvarim him barer. He says it's clear with him what the pshat is. Ki be'emes zeh shemekane b'chaveiro, harehu mischayiv ba'atzmo b'tzaaro, v'zehu ma shekosuv rekav atzamos kinar. Oh, I see that you have a lot. And I become jealous, that is going to have an ill effect on me. Meaning it's my fault that I am jealous. And whatever feelings that I have of jealousy that overcome me, those are because of me. Those are because of me. Aval zeh she'al yado haya lechaveru tsa'ar shel kina hu gam kein ne'enash. The chiddush of ayin hara is that, again, when does somebody usually, when you person concerned about ayin hara, you're concerned when somebody sees whatever it is that you have that's successful. So why would there be any negativity to that? Why would there be any negativity to that? Because a person becomes jealous. A person becomes jealous, and therefore the ayin hara is set on the person. The chiddush of ayin hara is that even though the person had control, you know, Reuven had control of whether he becomes jealous when he sees what I have. The fact that I caused him that pain of becoming jealous by flaunting what I have, whether it was my intention or not, I am punished for that. Meaning the Ayin Hara is not a magic trick of the laser beam eyes that he puts on you, but because I caused him that pain of being jealous, I am liable. By me flaunting what I have and not protecting it from the outside, he becomes jealous. I am, again, on a lesser level, but enough that there's a problem, liable for that. And then what happens? The yachol lahafsid es osro. And you could lose your wealth. Why? Presumably because at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu re-examines, do I really deserve it or not? As a general rule, we don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu re-examining, right? We never want to stick out. That's part of the theme of Yom Kippur also. We don't want to be standing ourselves on Yom Kippur. We want to stand together as a tzibur. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us as part of the tzibur, then we have that protection of being connected to other people. Once I do something that stands out, then I'm standing on my own. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu revisits it. So what's the solution? So that's what the Gemara says. If you do a mitzvah. If you do a mitzvah with your money, Tzarech she'eginu alav mitzvos b'fnei ha'pranos. The mitzvah will protect me. Nifla ha'davar ma'ov v'yishe u'darichas b'zev ala u'cha apam gesha mecheres. And that's his theory. Yom Tov she'osimcha t'achog na b'simcha. And you should celebrate the Yom Tov in a happy way. So again, what Rav Dessler is teaching us is that Ayin Hara is not hocus pocus. And again, if it was hocus pocus, this whole Gemara makes no sense. The Chazal are making takanos based on this. And this is a real potential damage that exists. Whether it's Hezek Re'iyah damage, whether it's another form of damage, okay. You can argue Pshat of the Gemara. But it's a real concern that the Chazal had. Oh. And when a person flaunts what he has, the one who sees it again becomes pain that he doesn't have it. That pain is your responsibility, reminds the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and brings a new din against it. Oh. That is over the pshat in the Gemara here. Let's just conclude. Let's just conclude the second half of the Tosfos of Gina Shiny. Yeah, we saw the first part of that Tosfos, but we didn't see the end of it. It says Tosfos, V'im Tomar, and if you're going to ask, Uleman da Amar Plugta, according to the one who says that Hashut Ven Sheratu Lach, so it means to divide, If it's right, and we said that if you hold that it's to divide, then what are you holding? The Hezek Riya? Shmei Hezek. Right? Oh. So basically we're saying now, if in fact Gina is more chamor than Chatzer, so then if I hold Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek in a Chatzer, Kalvachomer Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek in a Gina. Right? Right, because if according to the Maamar, the Hezek Riya Lav Shmei Hezek, Agina is going to be a prized place where you maybe have to be concerned because it's more chamor. So if I hold Hezek Riya is Shmei Hezek in a Chatzer, then it's certainly Shmei Hezek in Agina. So why does it have to say V'chein Begina? Koshekein Begina. I might get stripped to say V'chein Begina. So why do I have to sue it? Why do I have to write in the Gemara V'chein Begina? It's a good kasha. Right, we've been focusing, and we only focused on the kasha from the perspective of the Mandamar Hezek Riya Lav Shmei Hezek. But according to Mandamar Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek, the words V'chein Begina are troublesome for a different reason. They're superfluous. They're obvious. What is Tosfos' answer? Einach Hanami. V'yishlomar de'itztrich V'chein Begina M'sei Mishum Gvilu Gazus. Yeah. In terms of the din of putting up the wall, so it would be true. And we would know it. The only reason that needs to be taught is that even in a Gina, you have to have the walls built according to the rules of the Vil of Gazus. It's interesting. Right? Which sounds like there at least would have been a Hava Amina, that even though the Gina is more Chamer, maybe the materials wouldn't be the same. Why not? I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with the usage. And that the amount that the wall, the beating that the wall is going to take? I'm not sure. Right? Because again, Tosos doesn't take it that last step. If according to the Man D'Amar, it says Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek, we're going to be concerned in a Gina, and the only Chiddush is that you have to use the same materials, and obviously I would have assumed that maybe you don't have to use the same materials. Why would, in terms of materials, would a Chatzar be more Chamer? So again, the only other reason is because maybe what it has to do. Meaning maybe they're a Gina, you kind of just leave on its own. You just have to not be able to see. A Chatzer, they're doing Tashmishim, you're doing different things there. Maybe it needs different materials. Kamashwan. Not 100% clear. Okay. Any questions? Fine. So just to summarize, because again we're leaving off it again. The Gemara here is again going to be asking a series of kashas on the Man Damar Hezek Ri'ah Lav Shmei Hezek. What emerges, which is critical for us, is that this kasha that the Gemara asks, Hezek Lav Shmei Hezek, potentially introduced us to another pshat in Hezek Ri'ah. That maybe Hezek Ri'ah has to do with Ayin Hara. We explain Ayin Hara according to Rav Dessler's pshat in a way that, you know, rationally, I think makes sense. And then depending on how you answer it, either you're going to say that Hezek Ri'ah is potentially, whether it's the only reason or what's one of the reasons, is because of Ayin Hara, and it's just a different, and Gina is worse, because there's going to be constant, and Hezek Ri'ah Shmei Hezek in Gina, or you're going to say, no, Hezek Ri'ah Lav Shmei Hezek across the board, like Rabbeinu Gershom learned. And it's not an option to say that Hezek Ri'ah means Ayin Hara. However, there's a separate halacha, and again, and the rules were similar enough in terms of materials that the Mishnah put it in one. But again, it's two different pshatim in terms of the nature of Hezek Ri'ah. And as we go through the other sugyas and figure out what Hezek Ri'ah means, whether the option of Hezek Ri'ah in terms of Maris Ayin exists might depend on how you read, not Maris Ayin, I'm sorry, Ayin Hara, might depend on how you read this Gemara. Good? Okay.